Welcome to Maseches Shkalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 7, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins. Ma'os, money, shenimtzu lefnei secher ebehima, that are found in the marketplace of the animal sellers. We're talking about in Yerushalayim. La'ayla ma'aser, we assume that they are always maser sheni. Why is that? Because the people that would come up to be Ola Regal, that would come up on the pilgrimage of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they would bring with them their money of maser sheni. And even after they leave, but often they didn't have a chance to spend all their money in Maaser Sheni, so they would leave it with their friends and with their family members that lived in Yerushalayim, so that they could buy animals for Karban Shlamim, which is the main point of the money for Maaser Sheni. So we assume that the majority of animals that are brought in Yerushalayim an entire year long are bought with the money of Maaser Sheni. Therefore, the halacha is that they have Kedushas Maaser Sheni, the holiness of Maaser Sheni. We've said this a number of times in the past, but it's always nice to repeat it, that you have to understand that if you lived anywhere in Israel and you were a farmer, you had a tremendous amount of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, almost 10% of one's produce. That money had to be brought to Yerushalayim. That produce really had to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, but that's really not possible. So people would be mechalal, that they would take off the holiness of the Maaser Sheni, transfer it onto money, and they would bring that money into Yerushalayim. But like we said, they really never had a chance to use it all, so they would give it to their relatives. So the Chinuch teaches us that every family, every large family, would have at least one person who lived in Yerushalayim, and that person would study Torah, and they were supported by the money of Maaser Sheni from their extended family. And this ensured that there would be at least one Torah scholar in every large Jewish family. Continues the Mishnah, Behar Abayis, money that was found on the Temple Mount, on Har Abayis, Chulin. Now this is an entire year long, because we go after the majority of the year, and we say that these probably didn't fall during the Yantif, when maybe people have money of Maaser Sheni, and therefore we assume that they're Chulin, that they are not Kodesh, they don't have holiness. Yerushalayim, money that's found in the streets of Yerushalayim. Bishasa regal, if they're found during the holiday season, Maaser, then we assume they're Maaser Sheni, because the people that come up to be Ola Regal, people that come up on a pilgrimage, are the majority in Yerushalayim at that time. And we don't, in this situation, by the way, we don't go after the majority of the year, even though the majority of the year they're not. And why is this different, perhaps, than the previous case that we had of Yehar Abayis? And Mark teaches us that the city of Yerushalayim was swept often. So if you find money, you could assume that that money, the rest of the year, is not Maaser Sheni. But the Har Abayis, they didn't sweep that, because naturally the wind would sweep the dust and everything off Har Abayis because it's on an incline. And additionally, a person had to wash their feet before they went into the Har Abayis, so it wasn't such a dirty area, so it was never clean. Therefore, we look at the whole year when we're trying to determine whose money it is and where the money comes from. However, says the Mishnah, Mishari calling Mos Hashana, but money that's found in Yerushalayim the rest of the year, chulin, we assume that it's regular mundane money and it doesn't have any holiness, because again, I go after the majority of money that's in there during the rest of the year, and that's considered chulin. Wishing you a beautiful, successful, and upbeat day.